AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The defending World Series champions get a three-time Cy Young Award winner back on the mound Sunday. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has the details.
The Rangers couldn't have asked for more out of Max Scherzer as they beat the Royals 4-0, making his first start since Game 3 of last year's World Series. Scherzer retired 15 of his 16 batters over five innings.
It was just fun to get back out there and compete, be on the mound, and being in sync with the game, you know, with the flow of the game, and just making pitches.
Jose Urena worked the last four frames for his first save, securing the Rangers' first three game sweep of the season. Wyatt Langford opened the scoring with a fourth inning double, running his RBI streak to five games. Josh Smith homered against Kansas City, which went 2-7 on its road trip.
The Astros get a big day from one of their stars to finish off a home sweep. Correspondent Adam Spillane reports.
Alex Bregman went 4-for-4 with a walk as the Astros won their fifth straight game, beating the Orioles 8-1. It's the ninth four hit game of Bregman's career. He doubled twice and scored two runs.
It was great attention to detail all series long. I thought the guy showed up every single day. And when we compete like that, we know what we're capable of. And just super proud of the guys.
Yainer Diaz and Jeremy Pena finished with three hits for the Astros, while Jose Altuve added a pair of hits, including a homer. Framber Valdez allowed one run over seven innings and struck out seven for Houston. Jordan Westberg homered for Baltimore.
Elsewhere, the Rays outlast the Pirates 3-1. The Red Sox take a second straight from the Reds 7-4. The Guardians hold off the Blue Jays 6-5. Pablo Lopez takes a perfect game into the sixth and strikes out 14 A's hitters in a 3-0 win for the Twins. And the Tigers bludgeon the White Sox 11-2. In the National League, the Braves take the rubber match from the Yankees to earn a series win. Correspondent Mike Mancuso reports.
The Atlanta Braves took 2-of-3 at Yankee Stadium after a 3-1 victory. Max Fried tossed six strong innings in 90-degree temperatures to pick up his seventh win.
It was a hot one, so just trying to do my best to attack and get in the dugout, get back in the dugout as quick as possible. I just felt like it was a really great game. You know, we've had some really great plays behind us, some great ABs, and that's what you need to do against this kind of team.
Over his last 11 starts, the left-hander has an ERA of 1.95. Jarek Kelnick drove in two runs with a solo homer and a sac fly as the Braves have won 8 of 10. Nestor Cortez took the tough loss as he went 7 innings. He's now 4-6. The Yanks have dropped 7 of 10.
The win for the Braves does not allow them to get any closer to the Phillies, though, who roll over the Diamondbacks. This report from correspondent Michael Luongo.
One day after signing a contract extension, Phillies left-hander Christopher Sanchez paid off dividends in Philadelphia's 4-1 win over the Diamondbacks. Sanchez allowed just three hits. He struck out four after he signed a deal to stay with the Phils for another 4 years. Sanchez said through his interpreter,
"It's incredible, like signing an extension yesterday, then having this outing today. But we have to keep going. We have to keep doing things right and keep competing."
David Dahl added a two-run single to help Sanchez improve to 5-3.
See why they locked him up. You know, he gets outs, eats innings. He's a competitor out there, and you know, it seems like every time he's given a quality start.
Slade Ciccone took the loss for Arizona.
The Marlins send the Mariners to their fourth loss in their last five games with a 6-4 decision. Marlins manager Skip Schumacher says his players wasted no time thanks to a four-run first inning.
It definitely sets the tone. I mean, we don't really have a problem scoring first, and we score first quite often, but getting a crooked number is always the most ideal.
Sonny Gray takes a perfect game bid into the seventh and earns his ninth win as the Cardinals hold off the Giants 5-3. The Nationals finish their weekend in Colorado with a 2-1 win over the Rockies. The Brewers pull away from the Padres 6-2, and the Mets beat the Cubs 5-2. However, Mets closer Edwin Diaz could be facing a 10-game suspension after being ejected without throwing a pitch in the ninth inning for a foreign substance. To golf, where world number one Scottie Scheffler shrugs off a protester invasion on the 18th green to beat Tom Kim in a sudden-death playoff at the Travelers Championship in Connecticut. Correspondent Graham Agars reports.
A group of protesters throwing colored flares invaded the 18th green at the end of regulation play, delaying the final putts of both Scheffler and Kim. After a lengthy wait while the protesters were arrested, the 22-year-old Kim managed to regroup and made a 10-foot tying birdie to take the championship to an extra hole, which Scheffler won with a par 4.
Definitely a little bit of extra satisfaction kind of being able to win on a different style of golf than some of my previous wins have been.
Scheffler's victory made him the first player since Arnold Palmer in 1962 to secure six season wins before July 1.
In NASCAR, drivers first endured a 2+ hour weather delay at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, then having to race using rain tires, but Christopher Bell was able to earn his third Cup Series victory this year, holding off Chase Briscoe in an overtime finish. In the WNBA, the Sky win a battle of the WNBA's top rookies. Correspondent Jane Ferry reports.
Angel Reese had another double-double as the Sky finally defeated the Fever 88-87. Reese scored a season-high 25 points and grabbed 16 rebounds for her eighth straight double-double, extending her WNBA rookie record.
Both teams tonight did an amazing job putting on a show, and it was fun. I had a great time. I'm sure the other team had a great time. So I'm just happy we won tonight.
She delivered 10 points after Chicago fell behind 82-70 with 6:38 remaining, putting the Sky ahead with a short basket. Indiana lost to the Sky for the first time in three meetings this season, despite Caitlin Clark, who scored 17 points and had a team record 13 assists. Kelsey Mitchell provided a team-high 24 points for the Fever, who ended a four-game winning streak.
Elsewhere, Sabrina Ionescu's 26 points and 11 assists lead the Liberty to a 96-75 win over the Dream. The Mystics use a second-half rally to clip the Wings 92-84, and the Storm overcomes an 8-point first period to give the Sun just its third loss of the season, 72-61. Steve Carney, AP Sports.